they're paying them a good salary. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the salary. By the time you figure out all the benefits they receive, of course it's getting wild overseas that the officers are beginning to send their dependents home. Mm-hmm. Because it's getting away, it's impossible to maintain your dependents. Mm-hmm. And it's high, everything, living costs is so high. Gasoline, $1.25, $1.30 a gallon. Some places it's $1.60 a gallon. Mm-hmm. And food, they're closing up. I understand a lot of commissaries being closed up. Well, when they close up the commissaries, well, then that army personnel, well, what they get, they just mm-hmm. can't maintain their dependents. And I don't know, personally, I'm not criticizing anybody, but personally, I can't see any sense in maintaining big armies all over the world. And I don't know when we could, our national need to keep a certain amount, but I don't think that they need to keep so many, since we have the mobility and mobile power to move an army in about 36 hours, mm-hmm. 40 hours, practically anywhere we want to move them, and at least in 4 days, we could move quite an army, mm-hmm. and. So I don't know. Of course, they know more about it than I do. That's just my viewpoint. Yeah. It's not nothing. With I have no authority or nothing like that, and I don't want no authority about that, because after all, I don't have the education to figure these things out. But to me, it seems kind of
like a waste to have
something. Yeah, I realize too that if we don't. If the government and everybody don't spend money, we would soon have one of the greatest depressions that the world's ever known. Mm-hmm. It's like the way that works is just like you take a little stream and then you lay a log across there and dam it up. Mm-hmm. Well, below that log, that creek's gonna dry up. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start building up a lake behind it. Well, that's what happened. Your money is beginning to pile up in the banks, and it's not in circulation. You and I and everybody else can't get a hold of it. But if it buy and spend, they can spend themselves out of a depression. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty hard to tell a man that's got, say a man that's got $10,000, and he's worked practically all his life, he's accumulated $10,000. Mm-hmm. It's the average working man up until recent years, $10,000 besides a home was a pretty good nest egg, you know. But now, $40,000 would be more like it.
Yeah.
Now, if it's pretty hard to tell that fellow to go ahead and spend that $10,000, you know what I mean? And things are getting bad and worse, because his neighbor's sitting on his $10,000. He's not moving his $10,000. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty hard to take and ask if Joe's sitting on his, and it's hard to tell Jim to go ahead and spend his $10,000 to get the economy rolling.
Yeah, seems to me. The person who presides over the court is called the
presides over the court?
Yeah. The person in charge of a court.
Well, he's...
Like, if you got caught for speeding, you'd have to appear before the...
judge.
And a person who goes to school is called a... anybody in school.